Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to my show, which is entitled The Golden Rule, Part 3. The scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 2 through 8, from the New Century Version. Hear the word of God. This is how you can know God's Spirit. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ came to earth as a human is from God. And every spirit who refuses to say this about Jesus is not from God. It is the enemy of Christ, which you have heard is coming. And now he is already in the world. My dear children, you belong to God and have defeated them because God's Spirit is in you, is greater than the devil who is in the world. And they belong to the world. So what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. but we belong to God, and those who know God listen to us. But those who are not from God do not listen to us. That is how we know the spirit that is true and the spirit that is false. Dear friends, we should love each other because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has become God's child and know God. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. The word of God for the people of God. In the Golden Rule Part 3, we want to focus on verse 8 in 1 John chapter 4, which reads, whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. We shouldn't believe everything that we hear simply because someone says they have a message from God. First, we can check to see if their word matches what God says in the Bible. Next, we can examine their comment to the body of believers. Thirdly, we can look at their lifestyle, and particularly, we can look at the fruit of their ministries. But John says the most important thing of all is to examine what they believe about Christ. Do they teach that Jesus is fully God and fully man? Scripture tells us that the spirit of the Antichrist is here in this world, and those who reject Christ, whether they do it unwillingly or willingly, they are siding with the spirit of the Antichrist. They are siding with the evil one, Satan, and Satan will readily receive them. But there is no love in evil. Even though it can be frightening, John tells us not to be frightened by the evils, the wickedness, and the various hostilities around us because God has triumphed evil. He also tells us that the Holy Spirit is far more powerful than Satan and his hosts of demons. God will conquer every evil, and we must remember that God's Spirit and his word live in our hearts. Yet and still, false prophets and false teachers are popular today because they tell people what they want to hear. People don't want to hear their sins attacked or condemned. They don't want to be warned or admonished to change their undesirable ways. Thus, false teachers and false prophets will be welcomed by those who don't want to follow Jesus. Almost everyone believes that love is important, but we must understand that love is not a feeling or merely the spoken words, I love you. God demonstrated his ultimate love to us when he gave his only son to die for our sins and to offer us salvation and eternal life. John says God is love. The world would have you to believe that whatever makes you feel good is love. The world would have us to believe that sacrificing one's moral principles and those of others for this kind of selfish love. But real love is in the application of God's word. When we really know God's love, his sacrificial love will be manifested in how we serve and treat others. In the Golden Rule Part 1, there was emphasis placed on ways to incorporate or the concept and the precepts of the Golden Rule into our own daily living. Now let us expand on that principle by continuing as follows. Stand up for those who are less fortunate. Don't force your views on others. Give freely with no strings attached. You do this and I'll do that. Or I'll do this if you do that. Be available to others by being a good friend when times are good and also when times are bad. Be informed. When something is being debated, listen to both sides, then form an opinion. Build trusting relations by earning respect rather than demanding it. Be compassionate without creating codependency or causing someone to depend on your good graces. Be fair. Consider if fairness would be applied if the tables were turned. Forgive and forget. Let it go. Forget the anguish. Thoughts of retaliation hold you hostage to anger. Share the credit. Don't hoard the recognition by pretending that you accomplished a given feat all on your own. Be a sounding board, lend an ear, or a shoulder to lean on or to cry on. Accept no for an answer. Don't make everything about you. Accept the priorities of others. Be willing to sacrifice. Volunteer yourself rather than volunteering others. Offer your unconditional love. Accept people for who they are and not for who you want them to be. Earn your keep. Be worth the time, the money, or the effort spent on you. Give up control. Don't micromanage people, but rather have faith in them. Be grateful. Show your appreciation and never take things for granted. Listen carefully. The most important thing necessary for one to live the Golden Rule is to turn the focus from yourself and turn the focus to others. Become selfless and not selfish. The Golden Rule is not just something nice to do. It is a way of life. Try it today and tomorrow. Put it into practice every day. And before you know it, you'll be living the Golden Rule. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that you have only unconditional love for me. Help me to learn this example of yours that I may apply it daily and give to others the love and respect that they deserve. Help me to be compassionate and love as you love. Help me to serve you by serving others. Help me to apply your word to your honor and to your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The closing song is entitled Love, worship song from 1 Corinthians 13 by Jason Silver.
speak in the tongues of men or angels, but have not love. I am only a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, understand all things, have a faith that can move the mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and I give my body so I may boast, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, is not rude, no selfishness, not provoked, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in selfishness, not provoked, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight.
Internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.